reissued now. Topic is fairly current. Women in public places.
Can I just ask you a question before we go on to this? And I don't know if we're going to cover this. If women at this time get haircuts, do they cover this?
Depends again in which society.
Talking about Egypt.
In Egypt, the women kept the whole face covered. The Muslim community, the entire body was covered. Okay. Here's the Gemara in Gibeon. Tanya, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer. Kishem Sha'adeyot Gemachal, Kach Deyot Gemachim. יש לך אדם שזבוב נופל לתוך כוסות זורקו ואינו שותו. There's a person, a man who, if a fly falls into his wine cup, he throws it all away. וזוהי מידת תפוס ונקודה שהיה נועל לפני אשתו ויוצא. He would lock his wife into the house whenever he went. יש לך אדם שזבוב נופל לתוך כיסו וזורקו ושותו. There's a man who take the fly, throw it away and drink the rest. And this is what an ordinary man would practice. She has, the woman has the right to speak to her brothers and to relatives. He squeezes it out and
that's
eats.
The one
who loves to go
out.
Nezeh midat adam ra, she'oroheh ishto yotzah, roshah paruah, בטבה, בשוק, ובחומה משני צדדים,
ולוחסת
לידם, אלא במקום שנאדם עושים זו מצווה מן התורה לגרשה, אלא הלכה והייתה לשחרר, כתוב כאור אחר, למה שאין לו So, he says that there are various different practices about how much freedom of movement a married woman should have. Well, let's read what the Quran has to say. On the subject. O consorts of the Prophet, if any of you were guilty of evident unseemly conduct, the punishment would be doubled to her, and that is easy for God. But if any of you that is devout in the service of God and his apostle, and works righteousness, to her shall we grant her reward twice, and we shall have prepared her for a generous sustenance. O consorts of the Prophet, ye are not like any of the other women. If you do fear God, be not too complacent of speech, lest one in whose heart there is a disease should be moved with desire, but speak ye with a speech that is just, and stay quietly in your houses, and make not a dazzling display like that of the former times of ignorance, and establish regular prayer, and give regular charity, and obey God and his apostle. And God only wishes to remove all abominations from you members of the family, and make you pure and spotless. So the Quran...
That's it?
Well, this, of course, is political, right? That this is what Aisha intervened in the fight between the Sunnis and the Shiites. And this may have been written to be judged. So...
Well, you're more expert, you can give us a little talk on that. Of what Grossman reports in his quotations from the Hadith is that then on the Shiite Al-Makal Afdal in the 12th century of Egypt was told that he found one of the 700 concubines looking out the window, and he chopped her head off in public. Her head chopped off in public, and he was praised a lot for this kind of action. And Yahya bin Amar, a Muslim who lived in Kirwan in the 9th century, instructed that women should not take part in funerals, even of close relatives, and not to visit the cemetery, and not to visit the cemetery of the husband after the death. and she can't even wear noisy shoes or colorful shoes. So, and of course you all know what the practice was under the Taliban in Afghan times, resurrecting that particular right. And Rambam, if you remember from the Tshuva that we read several times ago, the poor school teacher said that the husband had the right to tell his wife that she shouldn't engage in being a school teacher. And here is Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. The Fisha Koli Shah Yeshua Latsefa Lelech Lelech Abiyo Ubakro. A woman has the right to go out to visit her father, the Lebeta Avail, or to make a condolence call, the Lebeta Mishtel Mo Chesed Leotel, or call the dead Kadeshi Avo Hemla. She'inova Beta Soav, she's not to be considered as being in jail, Sha'ad Shabote Tsevelo Tavo. So in principle, a woman is not considered to be in prison. Aval Gnai Hiu Leisha Shetegel Tse Tamid. But it's a flaw for a woman to go out always, to go out into the yard or into the streets. The Yeshla Ba'al of Noah Ishtomizeh, and a husband should prevent his wife from doing this. And the loyal Michaela let's say, Ela Kabopama Chatokodesh. Maybe she should be allowed out of the house. Once a month. So again, the Rambam, under the influence of the prevailing Islamic society, insists that whereas the woman isn't in prison, but she shouldn't go out more than once or twice, go out of the house more than once or twice a month. And the reports from travelers from, say, Europe, who traveled to the Jewish communities under Muslim rule, report, here's from a woman in Parchon, Minhag Eretz Yisrael, Bovel, Vasfania, Kol Anashim, Machasim, Pneihem, Vesadir. All women cover their faces with a cloth, because she Kolchim Alto Al Pneihem, and they wrap it around their face, Menichim Deret Sfat Hasadim, Chor Echad Keneged Ayin Achat Vizkakel. They leave enough one eye to see out, Kiyasul Vizkakel Vanashim. We ever tzadom bilvad, only in Christian countries, anashim gulot panim, or the Jewish women have their faces uncovered. Okay, so that was the difference between those Jewish communities which were living under Islamic rule and those countries which were living in Christian rule. Now here is a report from a Vitachian in Regensburg, also a traveler from Europe, who visited in Iraq, who here Baghdad, Ba'im Elef Yehudim, there are about 40,000 Jews living in Baghdad, Ba'ochim Besudarim, Ba'ein Adam Re'ashum Isha Shem, no man can see a woman there, Ba'ein Shum Adam Halek Ve'et Chalelo, furthermore, no man visits his friend's house, Shema Yireh Eshet Chalelo, lest he actually see his friend's wife. The imba miyad hu amer lo pros ha'utz lama bata. Why? How dare you enter my house? Ela makeved bil. He knocks on the knocker. Vuhu yotzei u'daber. So even visitation to someone else's house was not.
Yeah, but presumably this was Muslim law. I mean, if they're living in a Muslim.
Yeah, it was either Muslim law or Muslim custom. At any event, in Muslim society, whether it was by law or by custom, the Jewish women were covered, did not have freedom of motion, and did not go out of the house. And Baghdad, as we see, they didn't even have male visitors to the house. One man wanted to talk to another. He knocked on the door, and a friend would come out, and they would talk in the courtyard, not into the house. So this was sort of the extreme form of Taliban-style rule. The Taliban were acting quite historically accurately. They were just trying to reimpose the custom as it existed in the 12th or the 13th or the 14th
century. Okay. My question is, we discussed all this promiscuity last week.
Spain was different from Egypt and Baghdad. And I'm sure there was plenty of promiscuity there also, except that in public you couldn't be seen. You had to sneak around a little more. I mean, just like in the United States, sex existed before the 1950s.
Yes, just the guy to come out of the house called the mess.
Right. I need that. That would be spirit.
Yes, right. Okay. Now, the situation in Christian Europe was quite different. It was different, first of all, because women were far more active in financial affairs. Here is, for instance, a tshuva, which is in the collection of the tshuva of Maram de Rotenburg, but it really is a much earlier tshuva from Rabbi Yehuda HaKohen, so several generations earlier. I'll just read again the beginning of the tshuva because it shows what the social situation is like. V'sheshaalta, Ruvain nasa almana achot Shimon. Ruvain married a widow who happened to be the sister of Shimon. V'heivia imat achshitim u'gadim u'shar nechassim v'kesef u'zahav v'chol asher la. So she was a wealthy widow. V'yashva im ba'ala yamin v'shanim. And she lived with her current husband for many years. Liyamim halach Shimon l'darko, the schol. Shimon went on his travels, on a business trip, that is the brother of this woman. V'yigrash yiniftara achot Shimon, kodem v'yad Shimon l'beito. That this woman died before Shimon returned to his house. The Akav Ruvain Tfilot al Shimon, Ruvain stopped the Tfilah, this was a form of protest, that you stopped the Tfilah until you get a court hearing. Ad she Veruni Lekaber Tanotam, until they chose me as to adjudicate questions between them, the Sha'ol Dinam Ne'et Adoni, and then they asked me to formulate a question, which I am now posing to you. And this is what Ruvain's claim against his brother-in-law, Shimon. She gave you such and such a large sum of money, ki lo haita ma'amenet li, because she had no confidence in me. Ki berov agonatai lo ra'ata ma'azalit someach, ki im shokeach. She saw that I was a poor businessman, and therefore she didn't want to invest any of her money with me, her husband. Ba'al kein ha'emina otcha yoter mimeni. V'gam od natna lo levi v'amana l'itarer l'chetzi shal kesef v'gam tzivta v'shach tirata l'kaber li mi levi l'itra chetzi v'kesef sach kulo arva l'itrin shal kesef u'mito arva l'itrin tzivta l'fua l'chad mei asus shekibalti v'mcha v'amana yadea etc. So here is a case where a woman was in control of the finances. She had no confidence in her husband as a businessman, and therefore invested her money with her brother and then with someone else, and now the poor husband, after the wife has died, is trying to get some of that money back from the brother-in-law. So this gives you an entirely different picture of the role of women in business affairs in in the Jewish community of Eastern Europe. And we will take it up from here in the session next week. Yes, that was a famous case with the players. So I gave you the other five.
You've been taking three questions.
Yeah, thank you very much.
How much was it?
Oh, we have to get framed.
Turkey was actually
I'm waiting for the
Greek.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the Greek.